Welcome back to Small State of Big Takes. This is episode 251. We're going to go pretty rapid fire here. Steve Scott is not here. He just bailed last second. What a surprise. But Gilly is here. Josh is kind of here. His mic's not working, but we had to start anyway because Zoom is limited to time and we don't want to pay for super corp stuff. So, Gilly, welcome back. How's it going?
I am chilling over here. I'm enjoying the Red Sox being kind of alive again. I feel like they've been dead, alive. Now they're not dead, but not quite alive. So I'm feeling pretty pumped about that. How are you?
Yeah, like if we recorded this last night, I think we would have had a different reaction. but, you know, it was a big win. It was nice. I think they're going to reel you back in here next week and a half. They have three pretty cupcake series with the Royals, Nats, and someone else crappy, the Tigers maybe, I can't remember. They're gonna reel us back in. They're gonna pull out our heartstrings again. But it was a rough week after the trade deadline. Yeah, I wish Steve was here because he said that I wanted to rip him about this. He was texting last night, actually, that Bobby D is just, Tristan Casas is just the same thing as Bobby Dalbec. Why isn't Bobby Dalbec in the majors? And that blew my mind.
That's a wild take. It's a
wild take.
I saw it too late, like I was telling you before, so I wasn't able to weigh in on time, and I didn't want to be after the fact, but that's crazy. Casas is just different. He's just like he's a complete hitter. Bobby Dalbec at his peak is like, I don't know. Sure, he might hit 35 bombs, but like you said last night, he's going to strike out 40% of the time. That's not good.
It's not like he plays an elite defense to make up for it either. Now, to Steve's point, could they have maybe given him a shot up here a little longer, penned with all the injuries, like maybe play around with him at shortstop, maybe kind of just because? All right. You could convince me that they could have done that at some point in the season when they were having all the trouble up the middle, but to say that, to say what he said about Bobby D and Tristan Casas, I wanted to rip into him a little bit here, but he bailed, so we can't do that.
I mean, Bobby Dalbec is just bad,
by the way. Oh shit!
Oh, he's back. He figured out the mic with scalding hot takes.
He's just bad.
Yeah, he's just bad. Exactly.
Every time he's come up, he's just done bad things. So That's on him. Nobody else.
I think the only time Bobby D was like, wow, maybe we've got something here, is when they traded for someone to replace him and Kyle Schwarber. And then Bobby D went kind of fire. And we're like, really? Now you're going to pick it up when someone took your job? All right. But other than that, yeah, he sucks. Sadly.
And it's also one of those things, like, AAA stats, like, don't really matter. As much as, like, it sounds like, I don't know, there are certain guys who make surges, and maybe it's true or not, but, like, I feel like he's kind of falling into that quad A realm of, like, sure, he's going to rake at AAA/ just hit a ton of bombs, but
yeah,
that doesn't mean he's going to hit 215 at the major league level again.
He's this era's Bryce Brent. That's all he is.
True. Which that explains why Steve is ride or die.
He'd be a great Oakland Athletic. He'd fit fantastic on that team.
Yeah, he needs to change. Like Michael Chavis, get him out of here. Make him let him try it somewhere else and see if anything happens. But
give him. Yeah, I like that. Give him like the Will Ferrell treatment that year that he was in spring training, where he played every position in a day or whatever. Just have Bobby Dalbec do that in the bigs. Just every
bunch of different teams, bunch of different positions.
Yeah.
Send him over there to the Nats with Michael Chavis. Find somewhere you can get like a interesting reliever back from him and see if you can work on that. I think that's Bobby Dalbec's path here in this organization at this point.
Yep.
Anyways,
trade bond.
Yeah. I don't think people want to hear about Bobby Dalbec because people haven't heard that name in a while. So anything else on your guys' mind, Red Sox related, that is just pressing you so hard that you need to let it out?
Me?
All right.
I take back the bad hitting comments that I said about Sadane Rafaela since last week.
Yeah,
he took it personally, dude.
He definitely did. I feel shamed, and he's raking right now, and it's kind of unbelievable this little stretch he's going through. I mean, if it stays like it is, I mean, it might be, hey, let's have a September call up if we absolutely need it, I'd say. But even Duvall is really tanking right now. He's doing bad at the plate, and you never know. It might, that might be a move here pretty soon.
I think Duvall's hitting like 170 since he came back 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And granted, it's that's bad. Like, that's what he is and who he is like, he's a very streaky power hitter. He'll hit 5 home runs in a week and then you won't see him for 2 months. Like, that's what he is. But at least he's a consistent, solid outfielder. And it seems like he fits in well. So maybe we do get a Rafaela stint here coming up. That would be pretty cool. And, you know, the book on him is he's so good out in the field that you don't even need him to be an elite hitter. You need him to just kind of like what we always wanted from Jackie Bradley, like just be good enough to not be an auto out. Just
be on the roster.
Just good. Be good enough. Just be fine. Just be okay. Be respectable. That's all Rafaela needs. Now, if he figures it out and hits, then you got something there. But for now,
I mean, if he bats like 285, has 20 homers and 65-70 RBIs, we're golden.
Yeah, that's I think that's a big hit if you get a stat line like that out of Rafaela.
Well, I think that's the potential, right?
I would say that's probably the upside of his potential. Yeah, I mean,
along those lines.
What?
Yeah.
Who's going though in terms of Pablo Reyes, Yu Chang? That's one like debate I feel like right now of like Trevor Story.
Yu Chang is out of here, right?
He is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's the one that got the axe.
He really did. Oh, I didn't even see that. What the
heck? Yeah. That was a tough one, man. I know. We like them both, too. Oh. Like, Pablo Reyes has been great. Yu Chang's been, you know, he's a great dude. It sucked. It didn't. And on top of that, Arroyo last week, although Arroyo got outrighted to Worcester, which I was kind of surprised nobody claimed him off waivers. I don't know about you guys, but that kind of took me as a surprise.
Me, too. The Rays, like, they just didn't scoop them.
Like, the Guardians just traded a shortstop.
Yeah,
I don't know. I was kind of surprised he made it through, but maybe that's kind of telling what the rest of the league thinks of him, I guess. I don't know.
I just think it's an injury history thing as well with him. Like, he just can't stay healthy.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my heart just dropped with Yu Chang. What the I knew it was possible. I missed it. What the hell?
You know, Pablo Reyes has been good, but I've been off his train since I learned he was a PED guy, like, big time, like 80-game guy.
I didn't know he's a PED guy. Until just he now. Is.
What? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Pablo Reyes snagged for, I think it was 80 games with the Pirates. Yep.
What a team to get snagged with.
So, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you had to do PEDs with the Pirates? Like, what are you doing, bro? Come on.
I want to buy a Yu Chang Red Sox shirt. Especially
didn't Starling Marte get suspended when he was a Pirate, too?
I think so. Maybe they had just something the Pirates. Going
on. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Ben Charrington came in and cleaned house. Ben Charrington's doing a good job over there. Someone really that got kind of overlooked and disrespected when he was here. Then didn't he go to the Jays and he's the one that got Vlad, I think, and now he's got a bigger role with the Pirates. He's doing a good job.
Right. Yeah. Pretty good line
Always been a Ben Charrington guy.
Wait. He was with the Jays, or is that Anthopoulos and Alex and...
I swear Ben Charrington had a stint with the Jays. I might be making it up.
Well, that Alex Anthopoulos guy is also fucking
he's got black now, everybody. We all know that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But.
Yeah. Charrington in 2016 was vice president of baseball ops. And then in 2019, he went to Pittsburgh to take on the head GM. So yeah, how about that pull?
That's a good one.
Not bad. Not bad from the kid. I know we don't talk about football a lot, even during football season, but Josh.
Yes.
In my sports betting persona,
mm-hmm.
the Falcons are getting a lot of love.
Do you feel it?
I don't feel it personally. No.
I think you should.
Are you feeling it?
You're buying into it?
I'm buying, dude.
All right. That's okay.
Give me Desmond Ritter train. Like,
yeah.
The whole problem was the quarterback position and Desmond Ritter being a rookie and going kind of through the trial and tribulation after honestly having Matt Ryan. Wow, I said something positive about him, right? But it was a career-long thing, and it was a completely different type of quarterback that was coming in. And I just think that they have all these weapons in the room, and there was nobody taking the reins. Nobody. And from what I'm reading now, is Desmond Ritter is becoming that guy, is taking the reins of the offense, is commanding meetings and things like that to make his own personal changes, things that are like easier as far as scheme goes, checks, all that stuff. So he's really like buying, oh, not buying, but advancing himself to be that quarterback that they need. That's honestly what the Falcons have needed.
Okay.
And a stable, healthy offensive line.
Which, and all that makes sense. But the NFL comes with growing pains, and I think if they start him from the beginning of the season to the end, long-term will be good for him.
Mm-hmm.
And a very weak division will help that, give him a chance this year. But, man, I don't know. I think
who's the best quarterback in the division right now?
Derek Carr.
That's
it's
true.
It's not sexy, but it's true.
It's true. It is
poor
true.
Baker. Anyone?
Could you imagine?
Baker, that poor guy is going to. I feel bad.
I do too. He gave his body to an organization that didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm still a Baker apologist, and I think your apologies are only going to get longer after this season, because he's going to a very bad football team.
Yeah.
Are they, though?
They're not
still
good.
Have weapons.
They do. They have weapons. Obviously, they have Mike Evans. They have Chris Godwin.
That's going to be interesting. He's a starter. I don't think he wins the job. I think Kyle Trask wins the job.
Oh, come on.
I'm buying that 100%.
I think Baker will have a short leash, kind of. I don't really care that much.
I think
the Saints are going to run through that division this year.
No, dude. I think this is actually one of those years that the Falcons go like 13-6 or whatever the hell it is.
Wow.
I do. I'm buying huge this year. I mean, I know I'm trying to fanboy
a little. So bad.
So bad. Because I'm looking forward to it. But, I mean, it's what it is.
So, I guess one thing that I want to ask you guys, too, and especially you, Josh, in terms of the Falcons, I've been mind blown, and Oliver knows this because I said this relatively recently with Bijan Robinson. The fantasy hype with him is like insane right now. And I like, we're talking like people being like third, fourth, maybe fifth pick of like fantasy drafts, which is crazy to me. Are you in on that? Or is it like, I know they're going to run the ball a lot, but I just feel like they're going to divvy it up. Like, are you that big of a fan of Bijan Robinson too? Is that part of your optimism?
I mean, I'm a fan, but I don't think he's going to get the workload that everybody thinks he's going to get.
Kind of agree. Yeah,
that's fair. That's where I'm at. I think he's good. I just don't think there are too many guys, right? They still have Cordero Patterson, no? And
and that other guy, God damn it. He was a backup last year.
And I get you want to run your rookie running back basically into the ground until they get a new contract somewhere else, but I don't think you want to do that your first season, right? Like, you want to get him used to the NFL. Maybe Tyler Allgeier. Yeah. Maybe as the season progresses, he gets a bigger workload as the season goes on, but I don't know. I think he's going to be a stud. He's going to be a beast, but I don't know about top five fantasy pick in a rookie season on a very questionable offense. But then I guess you can flip that to, well, what else are they going to do? They didn't use Kyle Pitts last year. Drake London's good, but outside of that, what's going on? Maybe it's just the Bijan show. Who knows? Three down back for Bijan. I'd be kind of surprised because, like you said, they've got Cordell Patterson. They've got a couple other good young running backs. I don't know.
I mean, they do.
Kyle Pitts point. Sorry.
Yeah, they don't use Kyle Pitts for whatever reason.
They have Johnny Smith. They drafted him
like the top 10 for tight end. That's crazy. So it's just like, okay, if they did that, then even if they were drafted running back early, that doesn't mean they're going to be like, all right, you're the dude.
Yeah, that's true. I do like their wide receiver and tight end core, though. It's very, very good.
I like Drake London.
Yeah, Drake London's great. I've always weirdly been a J.J. Arcega-Whiteside guy, and they got him in this offseason. And I really do believe that dude could do something. I know it's so obscure.
Yeah, it's like me saying fucking this KJ Booty guy, whatever his name is, that the Patriots drafted in the sixth round is going to be good.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
you've been a JJ Arcega-Whiteside guy for like 5 years.
Yeah. I do think Cordarrelle Patterson could get some reps in a outside position as well. Not a true two, but in different packages where they want Bijan to be in the backfield, whether it's third down or whatever. Because I still don't think Bijan Robinson will be the number one. I just don't. But Cordarrelle Patterson has played wide receiver, and I think that's a good thing that they can utilize as well, especially if Kyle Pitts comes back and he's healthy. But and I mean, I like Jonnu Smith. I hope he can do something. I hope he
that
can
is
do
wild
something.
That you guys have him. That's imagine if Jonnu Smith is like super productive and just like outgains Kyle Pitts. Fantasy people will be so mad.
Jonnu Smith is fucking atrocious.
Yeah, I just don't think he fit the Patriots scheme.
I don't think he knows how to play football, though. I think he's a fantastic freak athlete and just doesn't know how to play football.
But how much vertical offense did the Patriots have? Let's be completely honest. Well, even in play calling.
They had the Three Stooges running the offense. So
that's what I'm saying.
Just ran HB dive. Or
he needed to be in a different offense.
But even in the McDaniels offense, he wasn't effective.
Yeah.
The first season, you know?
He was also hurt.
Well, yeah, he's, like I said, he's not a football player. He's a great athlete. He's not a football player. But I wish you the best of luck with him. Maybe Arthur Smith can throw back to Delaney Walker era and get him open. Maybe they should work on using their other freak of nature tight end, though. What about that?
Yeah, they should do that first because he had like zero targets through 3 weeks of the season last year.
I'm such a sucker for Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, I'm going to get sucked right back in.
Not even afraid of
he's unbelievable.
He's like Eloy.
All the leagues that we're in together.
Every year, I'm not going to get Eloy. I get Eloy shares. I'm out on Kyle Pitts this year. He falls right to me and I can't resist him. I just can't resist him. I think we'd take a quick break. So our train of thought might be off, but give us a few minutes. We'll be right back. Okay, thanks for hanging with us. We are back. It's been about 15 minutes because when you don't have the Zoom upgrade, you have to now wait 10 minutes before starting another Zoom call. So we just kind of sat there and hung out and waited a few minutes, but now we're back. I think we were talking about the Falcons and football, even though it's August. Is there anything left unsaid about your Atlanta Falcons at this very moment, Josh, that you need to get off your chest?
I wish Brett Favre was there longer.
Yes, I can I can understand that.
Okay.
That's a great take, actually. That's a great what if.
Yes, for sure.
That's like, you remember when it was a big thing? When they would do like a what if issue. I remember with Michael Jordan on the Blazers, that was one of the covers, where it was like, what if issue? That Brett Favre on the Falcons, like first career. What if?
Yeah, where's Michael Vick go?
True. True. I actually wouldn't trade that time frame at all.
You know, the Packers aren't drafting him, though. That's...
Yeah, absolutely yeah. not.
Could you imagine Michael Vick on the Packers? Just swapping places.
That would have been so weird.
Yeah, disgusting. That would be a fun like concept. Like, which players around the league would you have liked to see somewhere else? In like where?
Like, what if Kobe stayed a Hornet or whatever it was? What if Eli and Philip Rivers never traded for each other?
The San Diego trade didn't happen. And Eli Manning was a Charger.
Yeah. What a fucking weird
thing. You imagine that?
Dude, imagine if that shit happened with social media in today's day.
No.
Imagine.
Eli would have been huge. Like, bigger than he was.
That would have been so insane if a player that just got drafted told the team, I'm not getting drafted. Like, imagine they have this huge tweet about it. Like, this team takes me, I'm not playing for them, and they're whatever, and then it happens, and then he's like, guys, I'm not playing, and then he forces a trade out without ever even being in the building. That would be so crazy with social media. Crazy.
Dude, I think John Elway did the same thing, right?
I don't know, did he?
I think something like that.
I think so. I think in both cases. Yeah, because he was the Colts. He did not want to play for the, I think it was the Baltimore Colts at the time. Because there's a 30 for 30 that kind of covers it on Elway in that draft.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
You're right, though. I mean, I wonder if it happens. We just don't know, do you think?
Maybe. No? But I don't think so.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. I feel like nowadays things leak way more often than way back then. And so if they could have suppressed it then.
Exactly. It's so hard to keep something like that in. To shift gears here now for a second. Have you guys been gaming at all?
No.
I just got my hopes up a lot because I saw a tweet from Nintendo that said, two classic Pokemon games that are available to play now on your Nintendo Switch. But it's Pokemon Trading Card Game for Game Boy and Pokemon Stadium 2 for the 64.
I actually love the trading card game, not going to lie.
Well, now you can play it on your Switch.
I sure can't.
Oh.
Dude. Unrelated.
But my Switch is gone, by the way.
I don't blame you.
What?
It's already coming out. They're coming out with a new system, dude. I took my money. GameStop had a promotion that they were doing like $200 for it. So I went and got a digital PlayStation 5 to put in another room.
Wow.
Yeah.
But to be
dude, did not know that. That's awesome.
It's just going to be like a Switch like Pro version. Like, nothing's really going to change.
Is that really what it's going to be?
Yeah, it's just a, like, yeah.
I thought it was a whole, like, new console.
No, it's just like a next-gen console.
Oh, that's
like
dumb.
Like a PS5, like an Xbox One X, S series, whatever it's called.
Well, I guess I'm never getting my Animal Crossing Island back.
And they've been saying that for, like, 3 years, so we don't actually know when it's going to come out. Supposedly next fall, 2024 fall, but I'd be shocked if that actually timeline holds true.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I got blue balled because I thought we were going to get... I thought we got some, like, you know, Pokemon Emerald shit on the Switch for a second. And Or even like Pokemon Yellow, or man.
Dude, I just want a Game Boy Color. Big take. I just want a Game Boy Color. That's it. Like one that has not been opened.
Those gotta go for $1 billion.
Like huge money, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up right now. See a unopened Game Boy Color.
I heard the new Pikmin game is making waves.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, there's a whole Pokemon Presents today, and I didn't even know.
An unopened Game Boy Color yellow, not the Pokemon one, is $647.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nintendo stocks stay nuts.
Oh my god, this sealed Spider-Man 2 Venom Carnage cover game is $880 Game Boy. Holy shit.
Is there anything you guys are looking forward to? Because I haven't looked forward to a game in forever. I might dabble in Pikmin, though. I've never played them, but I might.
I used to play. I played Pikmin for a little bit. Yeah, no, not really, though. I mean, I think TA is going to change all that whenever they decide to release that 25 years from now.
Say GTA.
Yeah. I think that's the one. I no longer dabble in COD. I just don't do it. And nothing really just sticks out to me. I'm not a campaign player, I guess. So it's kind of tough.
COD servers are low-key trash now, too, to be honest. I feel like they've been really shitty lately. I still would play multiplayer every once in a while to blow off some steam, and it's just, it's not even worth it. It just makes me more mad. Since shit connection shit.
Yeah. Actually, now that I think about it, I weirdly want to see how different EAFC is from the FIFA branding. I don't think it's going to be much different, but could have some little things here and there. Oh, you know what? That reminds me, NCAA football. Yeah. Yep, I'm excited for that.
That's true.
That's next year.
You guys remember when SSBT broke Messi to MLS and we got laughed at and scoffed at and made fun of?
People forget.
Now he's just the goat of all goats in the worst league in soccer.
Playing soccer in America wearing pink, just them dominating everybody, like making them look like middle schoolers.
It made me buy MLS League Pass. Dude, it's so fun to just watch him play against people that are just really bad at the game. Like, it just makes you realize how good the international players that make themselves known are when they come to a league like this.
And, like, it's like if you play my career on rookie. Like, you just run circles and score a bunch of goals.
Yeah. I mean, there is one guy, and I'm already blanking on his name, but one guy, one of the forwards on Inter Miami, he was, like, about to retire. And Messi came on, and, like, Messi talked him into staying. And this dude is having, like, the best season of his career now. So it's like he also makes not only the team better just being on the team, but he's making the people around him better too, which is kind of cool to see.
Yeah, that's what the best of, you know, that's what
the best do.
You know, they make everybody around them better on top of being the best. And dude, like, they pack the house every single time. They sell out every game. The tickets are dumb expensive for soccer in America now. Like, people forget SSBT was onto it in like 2018, 2019.
It's facts. It's facts. I thought it would be LA though.
That's true. It is kind of odd that it was Miami because I don't know, but
it's a expansion team.
Isn't Seattle like a? They have like a really really good fan base and stuff.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe Miami lifestyle suits him more or something. Who the fuck knows? But they paid out for him, and it's clearly paying off. Let that be a lesson to anybody that thinks Shohei Ohtani is not worth the money he's getting. So, dude, whoever signs Ohtani is going to make that money back so fucking fast.
So fast.
You know,
even if it's some team in Mexico.
You know, he makes like upwards of $40 million a year just on like sponsorships alone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That might be, here's a big take. He'll go down as the richest athlete of all time.
Ooh.
When it's like all that. Said and done.
That's a good take. Yeah.
Yep.
It's hot enough too. It's spicy enough where it's like, ooh, might not happen, but like there's a chance.
Yeah. Baseball, like the third most popular sport probably in the country, although numbers show it's on the up and up this year. Viewership, attendance, everything's up, which is great. And I think it's only going to keep going that way. And Ohtani, depends where he goes. It'll go obviously be to a big market, so that'll help. But whoever gets them will make their money back right away. Big take. I don't know if this is a big take. If he doesn't come to the Red Sox, obviously it's a very slim chance, but you can remain hopeful. What's a team you guys want to see him for? And then we can wrap up.
Good question.
Right after arguably the best baseball season of all time, he could not play a game the rest of the season. I would still say that. Where does Shohei Ohtani go?
How realistic do we want to be with this?
Like, what team? Like, kind of both. Like, a team that has spent, like, he's not going to go to the fucking Tigers or some shit like that. Yeah. You know, like,
no, so, that's where I'm like, yeah, I feel like there's only a few teams, though, that are really going to have enough money.
Maybe, like,
with the Dodgers.
No, we don't want him with the Dodgers. We don't want him with the Mets. And he won't be with the Mets if what Steve Cohen said is true.
That is true, actually. Yeah.
So you can cross off the Mets. You don't want to see the Yankees. You don't want to see the Dodgers. I don't want to see the Padres. I would be cool with him going into another team in the NOS. Put him in the Bay.
Ooh, yeah. I think
that is interesting. Yeah.
Because they're always kind of in the mix. They were in the mix for Aaron Judge. It was all but done with Aaron Judge. And you know, they are lacking superstar talent. Was the last time they, like, Buster Posey? Yeah, sure. Madison Bumgarner years ago. But they're on that brink of, oh, they're kind of a good playoff team. Oh, they stink. Oh, they're overperforming. Who the hell are all these guys? Kind of a team, you know? Like, they just put a bunch of guys on a team and it's like, here. You might be good. Go find out. And that's what the Giants do. I think they could be inclined to go after one Mr. Shohei Ohtani. And I think it would be a cool fit. Ohtani launching bombs into the Bay. Oh, come on, dude. That would be so cool.
And that's like realistic too. It's not like that crazy.
Yeah. Are the Giants going to be a favorite to sign him? No, but like it's not an unrealistic scenario that the Giants go out and get him.
Yeah, no, because they're always in the mix. I think the Phillies are another fun potential one. I know that it probably won't happen though, especially like Trey Turner signing has not worked out that well yet. So I don't know if they're dying to be like, you know what? We just spent $300 million. What if we spend $600 million? Like, I can't imagine ownership is like wanting to do that, but that would be another kind of, obviously I'm a little biased being in Philadelphia here, but that would be, at least it's not the Mets, right? It's not a team that we like hate and they haven't had that much success. However, that would be kind of stupid, I guess. Can you imagine that the next like 10 years basically of Harper, Trey Turner, Ohtani as your core? That's
wild.
Dumb.
I think mine is like a pipe dream because of how much money they just spent. But the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, that would be good too.
I think that would be a really fun team to watch. And they are like one good pitcher away, another bat in the lineup. Like, that team's cooking. If you put one more great piece in that lineup and that rotation, and you get both with Ohtani. So,
yeah. And that's not an unrealistic ask either, because
no.
You know, they were chanting for him. They have a history of you know, Japanese imports being in Seattle, it's closest to Japan. You know, that happens a lot. The market there for him is probably enormous. That's a good pick too.
Yeah. I feel like that is the rumor that he wants to stay on the West Coast.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's
better for, even though he's not like out there with a brand quite yet, but I think that's better for his brand as a person, you know, in general. Just staying closer to home as possible.
And a quicker flight, realistically, even if he's like, I don't know. I can't. Yeah. I know in season, it's not like he's going back and forth probably, but nice to at least not be when people visit. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Actually, that's another interesting thing about Ohtani. I feel like I've seen that recently where it's like his dating life and like his personal life is very private. Like no one really knows that much about him. And again, he seems cool, but like it's just kind of funny to see. So I wonder if once he signs that big contract, if we'll see some more articles and pieces about like what he's like, other than the freaking, what's his name? Verlander, Ben Verlander following around for like a week and acting like that was his,
job.
That guy's a loser.
Yeah, that was so weird when he was just very, he like weird, made man. That about himself. It's like, dude, you just follow Ohtani around. It's like, this has nothing to do with you.
That's what he makes his career off of, is following his brother and other guys around.
Yeah.
I think he's a loser. So. Gary Sheffield Jr., I also think he's a loser. What have you done?
Dude, haven't seen him around lately on Twitter. Maybe I muted him. I don't know. Have you guys? That's a name.
He's kind of a bum. What did you do? Your dad was a fucking Hall of Fame type player. What did you do? Just born into it. These sons of bitches.
Yeah, he's the type of dude too where it's like, I liked his dad as a player, but when I see him like popping off on shit and just saying outlandish crap, I want to be like, your dad did steroids and like hurt his feelings. Like, and I won't, but like, it makes me like think about it and be like, oh, I could really hurt this guy. I don't even believe in it. Like Sheffield, sure, he might have messed around, but whatever. That's when you know you suck.
Yeah. All right. Any other closing takes for the squad? I know we got a skedaddle.
Casas better than Dahlbeck. I think we've got the consensus here. 3 out of 3. Unanimous vote.
Yeah. Yep.
What's the whole Kevin Brown thing?
No idea.
Did you guys see that?
Nope.
So apparently an Orioles
the broadcaster
announcer. Yeah, he was like just taken away for saying negative shit about the team on the broadcast. Like they had some losses or some shit.
That was wild. They had like some crazy bad streak when they were really bad against the Rays. Like they lost 15 series in a row dating back to 2017 or something like that. And they put up a graphic about it and he read off the graphic and they suspended him.
It's so dumb.
It's so stupid.
I just wanted to say that. Like from what I understand of it, it's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So stupid.
But hey.
Yeah, that was
that
dumb.
Just didn't make sense. I watched that clip and I was just like, wait, what? What was happening? I really didn't know. Because even I thought maybe the graphic, because the graphic said tropical depression with like tropical as in like at the trop. So I didn't know if it was like a mental health like depression thing. But then I guess it wasn't. So that's where it was even more confusing. It's like, what's going on?
Just the slander. The Orioles can't take it.
Yeah.
That's
a Red Sox vibe move. That the Red Sox ownership would do that. No lie. That's like a move that the Red Sox would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't talk bad on us.
Yeah. Especially like from the Orioles stance, like, we're actually good for once.
Yeah, right. Like you've been dog shit since Manny Machado left. I mean, come on. Yeah, good thing to bring up there at the end. I got nothing else. I don't think I have anything else. PGA playoffs start this week. That's kind of cool, even though the playoffs kind of suck. Oh, you guys should watch the this is weird of me to say, but Bryson DeChambeau shot a 58 the other day, which is very cool. He put out a YouTube video of his match with Phil Mickelson, and it's actually very, very funny. And I can't believe I'm saying that, because he's a douche. But it was a very good video.
I'll give it a watch.
Very funny. I do recommend it.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, actually, real quick too. One thing I watched recently, just you just sparked that the thought. Twisted Metal on Amazon Prime. Remember
that video game?
It's kind of a weird show. I don't know. The whole thing feels like it's like a leading up to the real action for season two, but kind of funky. That was a weird watch that I had recently. I was like, huh. I didn't hate it. But
I rewatched.
So it's good enough to at least watch.
It was watchable. I you know what though? Okay. I'll be honest, Josh. I watch a lot. I feel like I can put up with a lot of. I watch more than most. Where people would be like, "No, I'm done." It's like, no, I got to see it through. And especially you of all people, you like love shows and you don't finish it. So I don't know. I don't know if it's a good recommendation for you.
Oh man,
bro's got to finish Breaking Bad first.
Yeah, oh, Sons man, of Anarchy, add them to the list.
The Breaking Bad one is just so crazy to me.
I still don't know, and it's never been spoiled.
That's crazy. Watch the whole thing.
I don't actually know what happens.
It's crazy really don't. That you one haven't finished it and two have avoided spoilers this long.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul premiered and finished, and you still don't know how it ends, and you've avoided the spoilers on how Breaking Bad ends in that time frame.
That is crazy.
People, I've never watched Better Call Saul, but there's a group out there that think Better Call Saul is better than Breaking Bad.
Really?
And it's not like a hot take. It's like people that have watched both. It seems not unanimous, but pretty 50-50 on what show they think is better.
Wow.
It's true.
That's impressive.
Do you know who the writer / creator of that is?
No.
A genius, Josh.
Is it somebody that's like well known?
Not really, other than those two things, but he is maybe a relative of mine. Vince Gilligan.
Oh, yeah, Vince Gilligan.
Oh.
Probably no relation, but I, you know what? Cut that. Edit that out.
Never say never.
My dear, dear relative. My great uncle.
That's funny.
All right. We will regroup next week, hopefully on a Monday, but you never know. Sometimes we have to call an audible every now and then. So we'll be back. Fear not. Shout out House Enterprise and the boys. Obviously, they're doing gangster shit. So always appreciate that. And we are done. See ya. Peace.